Hello. Welcome to our CMD Bite Size series. In these podcasts, we will be exploring a range of ministry and theological issues. Today I'm joined by Christine Salaman, Chair of the International Links Committee, and Sophie Lemon, Community Partnerships Manager for Leprosy Mission. Welcome to you both, and thank you for giving up your time to join me today. Christine, can you begin by giving us a bit of background to the International Links Committee, why it was set up and what it seeks to bring to the diocese?
Yeah, thank you. So the committee was set up in 2020. Prior to that, there was a World Church Committee, and the committee was set up to continue the work that they were doing. So mainly what we're trying to do is to help parishes who would like to develop an international link for themselves, as well as raising awareness of different mission organisations like the Leprosy Mission and others, and also keeping people informed of the diocesan links that we have. So we've got links between the diocese and the Lutheran Diocese of Strängnäs in Sweden, with Umzimvubu in South Africa, Landvetter Abbey in Brittany, and also a link with Lebanon. And we're trying to encourage churches really just to build up relationships with churches overseas, to pray for them and to kind of have that mutual prayer support and encouragement between churches here and churches in other parts of the world.
And so do you see that as beneficial for the local churches to do that?
Yeah, definitely, because we see that, well, partly it's part of our discipleship that we're called to serve the poor, but also to make disciples of all nations. But also it's a wonderful way that local churches can learn from different cultures. They can learn from the way church is done in different parts of the world. And just build up those relationships so that they can have that mutual prayer support between people.
Okay, thank you. And it sounds like it's something you're particularly passionate about. So do you want to tell me a bit of your story and why you're passionate about it?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's something I'm really passionate about. I spent 13 years living and working in Tanzania. I was a mission partner with the Church Mission Society. Which just really gave me a real passion for mission and a love of working with people overseas. And as I was saying with the churches here, it helped me to learn from the faith of people in Tanzania and to just develop my faith, really, from what I saw there and building those relationships. And it's something I still maintain, those friendships and the two-way prayer support with friends over in Tanzania. So, it's something that is really major part of my life. And that's the same with most of the members of the committee, actually. Everyone's had different experience in different parts of the world, and they recognise how important that is and how beneficial that can be for individuals and churches.
Yeah, and I guess that's a really important part, as you say, of our discipleship, but also of seeing that church isn't just the way we do it, and that's not about God's much bigger than that, and actually has different forms in different places of how church is lived out, and that's really important for parishes to see. So thank you, that's helpful. Sophie, so can you tell us a bit about the Leprosy Mission? What does it do and what's your role within it?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me. So the Leprosy Mission works with countries all across Asia and Africa. And what we do is we help to fund hospitals and different vocational centres and just seek to help those affected by leprosy in those countries. We work in 9 countries across Asia and Africa, India, Nepal, Bangladesh, Myanmar, and Sri Lanka in Asia. And in Africa, we specifically, as Leprosy Mission Great Britain, work in Niger, Nigeria, Ethiopia, and Mozambique. And we basically seek to help people affected by leprosy in whatever way we can in those countries. I look after the southwest of England and the south of Wales, and I go out to churches on Sundays and go to different groups during the week to speak about what the Leprosy Mission is doing, how they can help, and just go around to as many places as will have me, really.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And I guess leprosy is something that we hear about less in this country, but it's still a significant issue for other parts of the world. Is that the case?
Yes, absolutely. There are some places that I go to and they don't even realise that leprosy still exists in this country or in this world. It doesn't exist in the UK, hasn't done for about 200 years, but it is still a very big thing in a lot of the countries we work in.
Okay. Thank you. So you've been visiting the diocese for a week and it's been lovely and sunny for you. Apart from the sunshine, what's this looked like? What sorts of activities have you been involved in?
Yes, I've been very lucky with the sunshine. I've been involved in all sorts of different things, actually. I've been to a couple of church services on Sunday. I actually went to three, which was really exciting. We also had a cream tea, which helped to raise money for the leprosy mission. Yesterday, I went to two small groups. One was a ladies' fellowship in St. Austell, and then in the evening, I went to a home group. And then on Saturday this week, we're doing a quiz, which will be really exciting. And it's a quiz that I bring. So it's got some, you know, basic, like general knowledge kind of questions, but there is a little section on leprosy, so that's to give people a bit more information. And then I'm going to a family service in Stoke on Sunday.
Lovely. So it sounds like you've had a vast array of different activities throughout the week. And I'm glad that you've had a cream tea in there. You just need to kind of have a pasty now and you'll be all set.
Definitely. Yes, that's on the list.
So in your visit to the diocese, I guess everybody has a kind of preconception before they come about what to expect, and often we're seen as like a holiday destination. Has anything surprised you about your visit to the diocese that you weren't expecting?
Not in particular. I mean, everyone's been very welcoming, which I kind of expected. It's a lovely area of the country to come down to. I'm quite lucky with my region. I get all the pretty areas. I think the biggest thing was when it was all booked in, it was booked in by my colleague who was covering my maternity leave. And so I went to a church service at 9 o'clock, and then there was another church service at 11. And I think he had the impression that they were closer together than they actually were. So there was a bit of a drive that I had to do between, and I kind of didn't expect one that I was going to have to do the drive, and it was quite a, it was about, I think, about a 20 minute drive, but also it's on very narrow roads, and that's something that I'm not quite used to.
Yeah.
So that's been a bit of a, okay, got to remember that there are some narrow roads that I've got to manoeuvre. But yes, I did make all the services, so that was good.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, lovely. Thank you. Well, hopefully you can come back again and experience some more narrow lanes behind other things.
Definitely.
We've already talked a bit about how people perhaps don't believe that leprosy is such an issue anymore because it's not kind of in our faces in the UK. It's something that only exists now in other parts of the world. With that, I guess it's easy for people to have myths and misconceptions about what leprosy is and the dangers of it. Is there anything that you'd like to speak into regarding that now?
Yeah, absolutely. There are lots of myths and misconceptions, not just in this country, but also in a lot of the countries that we work in. In this country in particular, I think it's more about they just don't think it exists anymore. In a lot of the countries that we work in, people view it as like a curse from the gods or from God. A lot of people still think that you can catch leprosy through touch, which it's not the case. It's airborne, so it's like tuberculosis or COVID, but it's very, very mildly infectious. In fact, 95% of the world's population is naturally immune to it. So you really can't get leprosy unless you've got a lowered immune system. And so because of that, it really does affect the poorest of the poor, who people who don't have access to clean water, don't have access to good quality food, maybe don't have toilets inside their houses or a toilet at all. So it really does affect the poorest of the poor.
Yeah, and that's really hard to hear, isn't it, actually, that people are living in those circumstances that we're obviously aware of that, but actually the impact, the greater impact that has on those people, that it's not just that they're dealing with extreme poverty every day and a struggle to survive, but actually they're more susceptible to debilitating illnesses that then also kind of shun them from the communities as well. So
yeah, absolutely. People do often get shunned and moved to a different area of society, but also because of leprosy affecting the nerves in the body, they often have disabilities, which means that it's actually even harder for them to go about normal day-to-day life because they don't have, either they don't have access to the medical care that they need, or once they do have access, it's still limited to what we can do to help them.
Yeah. And I guess part of the work of the leprosy mission is also educational in those countries. How does that work? Do you see difference being made to people understanding that leprosy is not contagious in the way that you said it is? Mm-hmm. And how does that impact local communities like that?
Yeah, so absolutely, we do try and educate as we go. We actually, in the process of helping those affected with leprosy, not only do we provide them with the cure, but we kind of teach them after they've had the cure how to look after themselves, how that it's not going to affect their family by touch. So you can still give them a hug or you can hold their hand. It's not going to transmit that way. And we try and inform them about making sure that they, because it's an antibiotic that's the cure. It's three different antibiotics that work together. So you need to make sure you take the whole course all the way to the end, just like we have to when we take antibiotics. And you can't share medication. So it's about educating them on what the best way to move forward is and how their family can actually support them without having to be fearful at the same time.
And it must be a really difficult place to work when people are actually fearful that this is a curse from God or something like that. So how do you kind of challenge that narrative?
Absolutely, it is very fearful. So a lot of the countries that we work in, they believe in other religions. And so when they say it's a curse from the gods, usually the best way we can challenge it is we can explain to them the factual evidence. It is a bacterial infection. So you're not being cursed. It's not affecting just you specifically because you've done something bad. And then we always carefully kind of try and share Jesus as well, Jesus' love for them. Okay. It depends on what country we're working in, but yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's really interesting. So, Christine, have churches been keen to engage with Sophie on her visit? Have you had lots of people wanting to invite Sophie, or is she going to have to come back again?
Yeah, we've had a really good response when we put the word out that Sophie was coming. So there's been lots of churches that have booked her this time, but there's been others as well where they really wanted her to come, mm-hmm. but the timing just didn't work this time for them. So there's places that would like her to go and speak at a youth club, for example, and at coffee mornings and different things, but the timing just wasn't right. So she will come again, we hope.
Excellent.
And so if any other churches would like to have her speak at any events or services, then yeah, she'd be happy to do that.
Lovely. And they do that by getting in contact with you, Christine?
Yeah, in the first instance, they can get in contact with me or with Sophie directly. But yeah, I can coordinate that for people. Yeah.
Excellent. And does the International Links Committee have other events planned that people might want to be engaged with?
So we have sort of ongoing things that happen. We haven't got any big events planned at the moment, but we're always available to come and speak as well at churches about International Links in general or about specific subjects or specific organisations. We're very happy to come and do that. We did a big event last year, the Big World Fair. We did that in the cathedral last year, and we have tentative plans of doing something similar maybe next year. To just raise awareness of mission organisations and work that's going on across the world. So that's something that to look out for.
Okay.
But we also do various webinars and things. We haven't got any planned at the moment, but there are on the diocese website, there's lots of webinars that we've done in the past that you can watch, and we've got others that we will be planning for next year. So,
excellent. Yeah. So things to look out for. So thank you, Sophie, for joining us. I hope you've had a wonderful time here, and we look forward to welcoming you again in the future so that you can speak to other churches too. But before you go today, is there any final word you'd like to share with listeners? Anything that you'd like to particularly emphasise?
Yeah, I just want to thank everyone for the opportunity that I've had to come and share about what the Leprosy Mission is doing. And I would appreciate any prayer or support. And we're always looking for volunteers if anyone would be interested in that. I would say also, if anyone is listening and they do want to know more, if they're happy to go to the Leprosy Mission website and then find my details if they're on there, they can always contact me. I'm happy to have an email or a chat or whatever way people want to contact me, really.
Excellent. So that's fantastic. So lots of opportunities for people to get more involved with the Leprosy Mission.
Absolutely.
Both locally and abroad. So thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you
so much.
You've been listening to CMD Bite Size Podcasts, produced by the Diocese of Truro. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do follow and share. To listen to similar podcasts, please visit the Truro Diocese website. If there is a subject you would like us to include, please email us at ministry@truro-diocese.org.uk.